Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It must start out by rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like everybody.
Seems like they forgot about it, huh? I'm still the best rapper alive to the day that I pass. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A cursing. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me.
Forgot about me, huh?
Well,
it's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you tryna take all the fame. But no one day, we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. I'ma give y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind.
Really?
I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die.
Yeah.
See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God.
Okay.
I'm on my Nicki Minaj cause I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they so don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Yeah.
Seems like
worldwide ministry, hallelujah, featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, come together to bring you more than an hour of power. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. And we thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're about to get started. Let's get started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit move us in a mighty way on tonight. Lord, we want to hear your voice. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to hear your revelation knowledge, Lord. Allow us to decrease so that you can increase tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to say, everything that you're about to do, Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to magnify you tonight. We just want to praise you tonight. We just want to lift your name up high and holy tonight because you are truly worthy to be praised. We want to bind, we want to rebuke, and we want to cast away any work of the enemy, Lord, that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And we will continue to bless you. We will continue to magnify you. Hallelujah. We will continue to adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we pray these things in your praise. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All tonight, once again, we thank God for everybody on the line, everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on today. This is more, hallelujah, than an hour of power. Once again, I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. We truly thank God for everybody that's tuned in. If you're out there on TikTok, we thank God for you. If you're out there on YouTube or Facebook, we thank God for you all tonight. Praise God. Amen. We are going to have a blessed time. Hallelujah. In the Lord. Later on in our broadcast, my brother in Christ will be coming forth. Hallelujah. With a dynamic word from the Lord. I'm talking about none other than Apostle Elgin A. Curry. Praise God. He will be coming forth later on. Bringing forth a word from the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Just making sure everything's still going here. Amen. You know, we like to start off with a scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the scripture we always start off with is Psalms 100. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 100. Amen. And it reads, coming out of King James. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. I want to look at verse number one real quick. Praise God. Verse number one, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this, the writer David, everybody knows about King David, the greatest king in the history of Israel. Praise God. The second king, but the greatest king. Hallelujah. In the history of Israel, praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of people know his story. He's the one that killed Goliath. Amen. Praise God. He is a person, amen, that was in God's own words, a man after my own heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He knew how to praise God. He knew how to magnify God. He knew how to lift God up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he starts off saying, make a joyful noise. So the noise, see we come up in his presence making noise. But what kind of noise are we making? Glory to God. Some of us are making sorrowful noise. Hallelujah. Some of us are making pitiful noise. Amen. Woe is me noise. Depressed noise. Glory to God. He said, when you come before the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, amen, you are to make a joyful noise. It should be some joy in your heart. It should be some joy in your soul. Why? Because you hear. Hallelujah. You're doing all this complaining and all this whining and all this moaning and groaning. Hallelujah. Don't you know no matter how bad you got it, somebody got it worse than you. Hallelujah. It's some people you looking at, hallelujah, amen, that you think got it better than you. Glory to God, because they got nicer things than you. They live in a better part of town than you. Hallelujah, amen. They got the Gucci. They got the Louis. Hallelujah. They got the Jewish church. The Jimmy Choo's, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. They got the Michael Kors. They got it all, the Burberry. Amen, hallelujah. They driving the Mercedes and the Lexuses, glory to God. Hallelujah. They living, amen, in the $750,000 home. Praise God. Amen. But they wish, amen, for a better life, a better circumstance, glory to God, because money don't make you happy. Glory to God. Money don't satisfy, hallelujah, you, amen, like God does. Glory to God, hallelujah. And you look at them thinking they got it better when they really got it worse. Because with all that, they got debt. Their debt is way bigger than yours. You think you got bills. I believe Biggest Falls, the one said, more money, more problems, glory to God. In other words, more money, more bills. More people talking about it. Hallelujah. More people hating on you. Lawyers coming for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Money don't make you happy. It just gives you more stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you looking at them thinking they got it better than you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they depressed. They crying on the inside. Glory to God. You have a reason to give God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you're in this world, but you're not of it. In other words, the things that affect the people of this world don't affect me. Hallelujah. Like it affects them. Glory to God, hallelujah. It don't affect me the way it affects them. Glory to God, hallelujah. You can lose some of your purses and some of your shoes. Glory to God. And you'll be depressed when your bank account gets down to 100,000. Glory to God. But I can look at mine, hallelujah, amen, and see $68 and have a joy in my heart. Glory to God. I ain't about to jump off no building. Why? Because I know God has a purpose. I know God's going to supply tomorrow just like he supplies today. So I have no choice but to have a joyful noise. How dare I have
yes, Lord.
Time? How dare I have any other kind of noise but a joyful noise?
Yes.
We come before the throne, amen, complaining to God. And God said, amen. David said, amen. When you go to God, you need to come with some joy. Hallelujah. Then he said, all ye land. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All ye land. Praise God. He didn't exclude nobody. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is where I'm going to tell. Hallelujah with people, but I don't care. Hallelujah. This way he don't exclude nobody. See, we try to exclude people. We exclude them by race. We exclude them by gender. Hallelujah. By nationality. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But he said, all ye land. I don't care where you come from. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody's included in this. Glory to God, hallelujah. Don't you get left out because the preacher told you you wasn't included. What did God say? Hallelujah. The white man said the black man ain't included. The black man said the white man ain't included. The Mexican man said ain't none of y'all included. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. But he said, all ye land. Hallelujah. It started with one race. How we divided bodies, but it started with one race. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How we divided by skin color, but it started with one color. Glory to God. Why are we fighting with each other instead of rejoicing with each other? Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How we saying you can't come in, but I can. Hallelujah, praise God. When he said, all you land. Maybe that's what Paul meant when he said, ain't no more Jew or Greek. Hallelujah, no more male or female, no more slave or enslaved. Glory to God. We are no longer divided, hallelujah, by our title. We are no longer divided by our race. And David was saying, you were never divided. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody can get in on this. Hallelujah. Praise God. All you land. Praise God. So if you flipping through, hallelujah, on your social media, don't pass us up, glory to God, hallelujah. Tune in, praise God, because God got a word from you. I don't care where you from. I don't care what your color is. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. I don't care if you're rich or poor, black, brown, or purple. If you tuned into this, God got a word for you. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Man. Praise God. Everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God today that we are all included in this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
We all can get a piece of this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's enough of this cake to go around. Praise God. Everybody can get a slice if you choose to accept Jesus in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
And so we thank God on today for everybody that's called in. Everybody that's tuned in once again, hallelujah, if you're just now, hallelujah, tuned in or just now called in, this is more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Praise God, hallelujah, representing the Dirty South. Hallelujah. Texas is in the house. Praise God. The First Lady is always over there on the West Coast. Praise God. We got the Committee Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Headed up.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. And he is getting ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To come forth and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So without further ado, amen, I'm going to present to some and introduce the others, the man of God. Hallelujah. The one that's coming to break the bread of life on tonight. None other than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. The Holy Apostle, Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Come on and give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen, all over. Amen. Everyone that's under the sound
Hallelujah.
Of my voice, amen. If you can hear me, come on and lift up the name
Hallelujah.
Of your God. Amen. For he is
Hallelujah.
Good and his mercy endures forever. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, put those hands together.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God your best. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Be like David tonight. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, he's all in my mouth tonight. Hallelujah. I can't help it. Amen. He's been so good to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
I know
Hallelujah.
I can't tell it all, neighbor, but I got to tell something, glory to God. He's been too good to me.
Hallelujah.
Somebody lift him up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him, amen, for his mercy. Hallelujah. We thank him for his goodness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God is an awesome God all by himself. Come on here, somebody. I tell somebody, the neighbor, my God don't need no help. Hallelujah. He God all by himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. We do honor the Lord tonight. Amen. To my dear brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. From another mother. Amen. I'm questioning another mother saying, hallelujah. We too close up in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. But I want to give God praise for him tonight and his wife tonight. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. And also thank God. Amen. For my queen tonight and my kids tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for all of my fellowship. Amen. It's online tonight. Amen. We're going to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, amen. I feel like praising him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to give God all the glory. Amen. God is moving man out the way because it's time to get the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many know that God knows how to move things out the way when it's his time to get the glory? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Man, he's thanking God on tonight. And we're thanking him on tonight, amen, and giving him the praise on tonight. I want to share something with you tonight, child of God, that God is blessing my socks off with you, Lord. Amen. Concerning our salvation.
Hallelujah.
How many of you have just been taught that, you know, salvation is just the saving of the soul, and, you know, and all of this is true. You know, he saved our soul and made us whole, and, you know, we should rejoice in that. Amen. And if he don't do nothing else for us, amen, it's enough that he saved our soul. And all of this is true, but the Lord been letting me know that we haven't been getting all the details. It's like going to a food court. And now they got all kind of food, and you done paid for all kind of food, but they just bring you out one kind of food. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You know, you be excited at first, but then you like, I'm tired of eating this. Glory to God. Amen. I paid for more than just this. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. But they got all the other stuff in the back You know, they not telling you what all they got. They just bringing out the chicken. And you might not want no chicken. You might be a vegan. You're not like, wait a minute. I pay for just more than this. This all y'all got? Amen. You know what I'm saying? Where the other stuff at? Where the cornbread at? Where the greens at? Glory to God, yes. Y'all stop playing. Amen. Well, where the other stuff at? Amen. That y'all not bringing out. Amen. Where the mac and cheese at? Amen. Where the baked chicken? Not the fried chicken. Where the baked chicken at? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God been saying that's how it is with our salvation. Amen. We haven't really heard what all is wrapped up in this thing. Because it's more than what we've been told. God said, it's so much more. I got so much more wrapped up in why I saved you. Come on here, somebody. If you keep hearing the same thing over, you're going to get tired of hearing the mess. You'll be like, wait a minute. Amen. They got to be more to this thing than just this. Come on here, somebody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I know he saved my soul, but did he save anything else? I mean, you know, I want to know, you know, in inquiring minds want to know what else do I have with this thing? You know, what all do it come with? You know, you feel better when you buy something, you know, it come with multiple things. Come on, there, somebody, not just one thing. And when it comes with multiple things, then you say, wait a minute, it got this to it too? Come on, then you start pushing buttons and seeing what all it can do. And God is saying, I'm finna share with you, son, what all your salvation got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I want you to get excited tonight because God did more for us than just save our soul. Come on here, somebody. He made us whole. That's healing, isn't it? In this thing. There's deliverance in this thing. There's joy in this thing. There's peace in this thing. Hallelujah. There's so much more. We got the ministry of angels in our salvation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God is saying, you ain't got to look nowhere else for what you need, because everything you need is in your salvation. Come on here, somebody. Why do you think we're going to be able to get up on the last day? Why? Because we got the resurrection that is attached to our salvation. He says, I've given you the power of resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We going all outside of God because we ain't been taught that everything we need is in God. Come on here, somebody. And God says, if you and me and I'm in you, then what you need to go outside for when I'm everything you need? Come on here, somebody. Come on and give your God of salvation a shout out by Sunday.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost with this thing, y'all. Hallelujah. God is saying, recognize what you got. Hallelujah. That's why, amen, the enemy's so afraid of you. But you know what? We're not afraid. We're not putting our foot down like we need to because we don't know what we possess. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. And ain't nobody telling us what we possess. Glory to God. We just thinking, I just got this here. You know, he just saved my soul. I'm going to wait to get to heaven to get all mine. No, I'm talking about walking in what we have right now. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, we ain't got to wait until we get to heaven. Even though heaven going to be beautiful, but God said, I got things for you right down here. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a shout.
Come on. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory,
glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Yeah, that's something to this salvation thing. Come on with me over here, child of God, to Hebrews. To the book of Hebrews. Chapter 1. Glory to God. We're gonna look at some things in Hebrews chapter 1 and 2. Glory to God. We're going to do some travels tonight concerning this salvation, beloved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you on tonight. God, we give you praise on tonight. We bless your holy name on tonight. Father, we let our code and daraba siki tororobosha. And we let it be tororobosi andororoboshando. God, let us wrap ourselves up in your salvation. Father, we thank you that you are the God of our salvation. And we let our code darama seke tararabasa. We walk and talk in. Hallelujah. We live in. Hallelujah. hallelujah, what you have given us, Father. We thank you that we are saved, but not only are we saved from sin, but we're saved from everything that's connected with sin. We're saved from sickness. We're saved from bondage. We're saved from even our flesh, God, on tonight. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that there are some awesome things in this salvation that you've given us, and help us, God, to tap into everything that you've given us, so that we can be able to walk in it and talk in it, hallelujah, and act in it. We give you praise tonight, and we thank you for what our ears are about to hear. We thank you for what our eyes are about to see. We thank you for what our heart is about to understand, and we give you the glory. We give you the praise, hallelujah. We give it to you tonight, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that the enemy is already defeated. He's already under our feet. We thank you for the power of salvation, Lord, to put him in his place. We thank you tonight, and we give you the glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody clap your hands. Hallelujah. Somebody put them sanctified hands together and give God some praise and thank him for your salvation tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory.
Amen. You thank God on tonight concerning the God of our salvation. We were looking at word salvation tonight a little closer tonight. Let's go in Hebrews chapter 1. Is everybody there?
Where is that, Bishop?
Hebrews chapter 1. Beginning with verse 1. We're going to go into chapters 1 and 2 tonight and read about our salvation. Is everybody there?
Not yet. Hold up, Bishop. Okay, I'm there. Amen.
Man. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to be doing some traveling tonight in the Word, so I hope you got your seatbelt on. Amen. It's going to be a wonderful ride tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. And the Word of the Lord reads, it says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. Now that word sundry means past time. And that word divers means different. So he's saying God who at past times and in different manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. So that don't mean that God ain't still speaking through the prophets, but that means that all of us who are speaking now, that the Son is speaking through us, amen, to the people. Come on here, somebody. Verse 2, has in these last days, somebody said last day. Circle that word, last day.
Last day.
Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Come on here, somebody. How many of you glad that you have the Son of the living Yahshua in you? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, the Bible says he that has the Son has what? Has a life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I got him. Hallelujah.
I got him. Hallelujah.
I got him.
Hallelujah. I got him. Come on here, somebody. I got him. Hallelujah. I got him.
I got him.
Everlasting life. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And then it says, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Circle that. He is the heir of all things. Lord have mercy. That's something to shout about right there. Whom he has appointed heir.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Of all things. Come on here, somebody. So that means that there's nothing that he don't own. Come on here, somebody. There's nothing that he don't have power over. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He has appointed him an heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Come on here, somebody. Now, that word worlds right there means the universe. Come on here, somebody. By whom also he has made the worlds, the universe. So not only is he an heir of all things, but the universe. He made the universe. For everything was made by what? The word. This word that we got, this is how everything was made. Come on here, somebody. That's why everything is public, because people have forgot that it was the word that made everything. Come on here, somebody. People not wanting to hear the word, people not wanting to do the word, but it was by the word that everything, Lord have mercy, was made. Somebody give God a shout for his word tonight. We got saved, beloved, through the word. Come on here, somebody. The reason why we saved right now is because we believe the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know if y'all with me tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God is saying the reason why we still saved is because we believe the word. Somebody need to shout about the word tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of his word fell. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody that there's power in the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're trying to find the answer, but God is saying the answer is right here. It's in the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
But the problem is that people don't want to believe it. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Amen. People want to believe another report. Come on here, somebody. People want to pay somebody, amen, to give them self-esteem. When all they need to do is get in the word, and the word will give you all the self-esteem you need. Come on here, somebody. People trying to pay somebody to show them how to prosper. But it's right here in the word will teach you how to prosper. You want to be successful? Get in the word. Now, my son, amen. And you will save a whole lot of money. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But you got to obey the word. Hallelujah. It ain't enough just to hear the word. You got to obey the word. You got to be obedient to the word. That's why people get mad at the word. Now, don't get mad at the word. It ain't the word. It's us. Amen. When we don't obey God, we can't expect to be blessed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to believe the word, y'all. Come with everybody. Verse 3 says, who being the brightness of his glory. Look at that word, brightness. Come on here, somebody. Who being the brightness of his glory. And, you know, I get excited when I see that word glory, because I've been all in the glory. I'm all in the glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God done put me into this glory thing, and I ain't trying to get out. Glory to God. I'm trying to get all into the glory as much as I can.
Right.
You know, let me tell you about the glory. When the Lord speak about the glory, it says, who be in the brightness. The brightness means that the glory, that the light of the glory is him. That the light of the glory is Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So Yahshua is the light of God's glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So when we see the brightness of it, that's him. And the Bible says, who being the brightness of his glory. Let me give you three definitions for that word glory. Are y'all ready tonight?
Yeah.
So when God says that he's the brightness of his glory, he said he's the brightness of my presence. Come on here, somebody. So whenever we get in the presence of God and we see the brightness of it, amen. Amen. That's Yahshua. Amen. That's the Lord. Amen. That's his son. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When we see the goodness, then
the presence. Amen. That's the glory. But all of that is wrapped up in his son. Come on here, somebody. See, when we get the son, we get everything. Glory to God. Because the son is everything he is. Come on here, somebody. We ain't got to worry about if we got it all. When we get the son of God, God says, you got everything you need in my son.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
So he's the brightness of his goodness, he's the brightness of his presence, and he's the brightness of his praise. Come on here, somebody. So when we praise God, he is the brightness of his praise. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Glory,
and not only is he the brightness of his glory, but he is the express image of his person. Come on here, somebody. So if you want to know what Yahshua looked like, amen, all we got to do is look at the Son. Come on here, somebody. If we want to know what the Father looked like, he said he is the express image of me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah. And what is the express image of his person? That go back to the word. Come on here, somebody. The word is the express image of the Father. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. See, we can't see the salvation till we begin to see the word become flesh. Hallelujah. You got to see that word become flesh. That means that it has become what you needed to be. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
So not only is the Son the express image of his person, but the Bible says he's upholding all things by the word of his power. Lord, help me to get out of here tonight, glory to God, because we got something right here. Notice it didn't say that he's upholding all things by the power of his word. He said by the word of his power. Come on here, somebody. So that means that the word has just as much power as the Father. Come on here, somebody. So when we give reverence to the Father, we can give reverence to the Word also, because the Word is able to do everything that the Father can do. So everything right now is being upheld by the Word. Somebody give God praise tonight.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Are y'all catching it tonight, y'all? Amen.
Yeah,
and so God wrapped up everything we needed in the word of his salvation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why he said, whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
How many know that everlasting life means a life without an end to it? Oh, y'all ain't riding with me tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has given us a life without an end to it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People trying to find a life to where they can have everlasting life. And God has said, I've given you the blueprint. I've given you everlasting life. Hallelujah. Because he upholds all things by the word of his power. That's why we need him to speak to us on a daily basis. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because man should not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we need for you to speak, because if you don't speak, I can't live. Somebody give God the praise tonight. Somebody give him the glory tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
And then he said, when he had by himself, somebody said by himself, amen, suffer that. When he had by himself, that means nobody did it but him. He didn't have no help. Glory to God. It was God by himself. Come on here, somebody. Yahshua came down in the flesh and did everything we needed him to do, and he didn't have no help. Somebody said no help.
No help.
He did it by himself. Come on here, somebody. When he had by himself, purged our sins. Come on here, somebody. That's why, amen, the devil can't hold nothing against us, because when he went to the tree, he took all our sins with him. Come on here, somebody. That's the privilege of having salvation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But you got to know what God has done for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We shouldn't let the devil put condemnation on us, because God said, I paid for that. Amen. You free from that. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give Yahshua the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We walking around here staying with our head down. And we letting the devil put things on us that we still let him put on us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He know the truth, but he don't want you to know the truth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that every time the devil opens up his mouth, that's when he lies? Glory to God. Amen. Every word that come out of his mouth is a lie. Amen. You can't believe nothing he say. Glory to God. Because he twisted. Amen. He been twisted ever since Yahshua ripped him of his power. Come on here, somebody. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says he has purged our sins. And as he got through doing what he did, he sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. Come on here, somebody. After he finished the work that the Father wanted him to do, he took a seat. And let me tell you something. He ain't got up yet. Amen. He keeps telling me. He said, the only time I'm going to get up is when it's time to come get you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God can't leave us down here? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God got an appointed time to come get his people. Oh, I wish somebody would give God the praise. Glory to God. Amen. We ain't living this life in vain. Amen. We living this life, but we know that he's coming. Come on here, somebody. Don't let the devil trick you. Amen. God is coming back. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, the only way that you gonna go is you gotta have your ticket. Come on here, somebody. And the way that you gotta know that you got your ticket is through the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. He is the witness, somebody, that we have our salvation. Come on here, somebody. Oh, somebody give him the praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Call of God, the work was so good. Yahshua said, have a seat. You ain't got to get up no more. Come on here, somebody. We want him to get up, but how many know that he done finished the work? That's why he said when he was on the tree, he said, what? It is finished. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That means it's done. Hallelujah. That means stick a fork in. Amen. It's done. And God said, all you got to do is just walk in and believe in the finished work that I've already done for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You know, it feels better when you understand that it was for you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You can shout for your neighbor, but you shout better when you know it was what? For you. Come on here, somebody. He did it for me. Amen. Tell somebody, say, he did it all for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He did it all for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If it hadn't been nobody but me, he would still went to the cross. If it hadn't been nobody but me, he would have still took the stripes. Come on here, somebody. But he did it. Why? Because I was in here when he took him to Christ. I was with him when he went to the tree. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you know that our salvation wasn't cheap? Come on here, somebody. Even though it's free, it wasn't cheap. Come on here, somebody. Amen. He paid a price for it that we couldn't pay. Amen. We owed, amen, a debt that we couldn't pay. And he paid a debt that he didn't owe. Oh, y'all didn't catch that tonight. I said we owed a debt that we couldn't pay. Come on here, somebody. We couldn't pay, amen, for the sin that was on us. Amen. But he turned around and paid a debt that he didn't owe when he became flesh and came down here and paid for what we couldn't pay for. That's why every day of our life we owe him praise. Come on here, somebody. Every day that we wake up, we owe him glory. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Lord, for paying my debt. I don't know anybody else that paid it. Glory to God. Ain't anybody else that was big enough to pay it. And there wasn't nobody else that was pure enough to pay it. But God said, I paid it for you. Come on here, somebody. Give God some glory tonight. That's why you can walk with your head up. Amen. That's why, amen, you don't have to walk in guilt. That's why you don't have to walk in shame. Amen. Because God says, I pay for everything. Come on here, somebody. They just vested like eating at a table, and the person is paying for the table. He said, all you got to do is just eat everything up that's in here. Come on here, somebody. I done paid for your meal. Glory to God. You ain't got to worry about, amen, the bill coming back, because the bill has already been paid in full. Oh, glory to God. Tell me, beloved. Amen. When we eat up everything in the buffet, I mean, we be trying to eat up everything. Glory to God. Knowing that you ain't got to pay for nothing. Glory to God. And knowing that you're getting the best. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, that's what I've done for you. Amen. Amen. I have paid your bill. Come on here, somebody. Amen. That the devil say you owe. Come on here, somebody. And you don't owe him nothing. Glory to God. But he owe you everything. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would come back to me tonight. Glory to God. See, salvation has cleared us, and the devil owe us now a debt that he can't pay. But he better get ready to pay up. Tell somebody, say, Dave, I want everything. Amen. I want everything he owed me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want it all. Tell somebody, say, Dave, I want it all.
Glory to God.
Dave,
you want it all.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And look what God did. And look what God did. God in verse 4, he said, being so much better than the angels. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It's nothing wrong with honoring our angels, but know that the angels have a place, and their place is not above Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Whatever they're doing, it's because they're working for Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Being so much better than the angels, as he has made by inheritance. As he has made by inheritance, obtain a more excellent name than they. Come on here, somebody. So every time we call his name, amen, heaven move. Amen. Every time we call his name, the earth tremble. Come on here, somebody. Every time we call his name, hell get nervous. Come on here, somebody. God is saying his power in the name. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, call his name.
Call his name. Glory to God. You got a right to call it. Come on here, somebody. You got a right to call his name. Come on here, somebody.
Because he got a better name. There ain't a better name in heaven than his. Come on here, somebody. There's not a better name on earth than his. Come on here, somebody. There's not a better name in hell than his. Come on here, somebody. How many know that hell gets nervous and tremble every time they hear the name call? Every time we call their name, they got to back up. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Amen. If you want to shut hell up, you just begin to call the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Got all the power. Come on here, somebody. When he got up, his name got up. When he got up out the grave, his word got up. Huh? When he got up out the grave, his glory. His glory got up. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I got a salvation that can't nobody mess with. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Glory. I got the name.
I got the name. Glory. And the name glory. Got as much power as the Son himself. Come on here, somebody. The Son himself said, I ain't got to get up. My name can help. But you got to first speak my word, and you end it with my name. Hallelujah. You speak the word and end it with my name, and I guarantee, oh, I feel that you're all down in me. I guarantee you that my word is going to move for me like I would. Come on here, somebody. My name will move for me like I would. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Yahshua.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you,
Yahshua.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, God, you're going to mess somebody up tonight in the Holy Ghost.
Let me tell you what I just heard from the Holy Ghost press. He said all your angels is listening for and waiting for is the word. Glory to God. Amen. All they want to hear is the word. He said, once you speak the word, the angels, they begin to fly and go do what you say for the word to do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man, if you want to put your angels to work, just begin to speak the word. Come on here, somebody. Because they hearken to the voice of his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalms 103 that they hearken to the voice of his word. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the word don't have a voice that we give it one? Y'all ain't with me tonight. I'm so high right now. I'm just so lit right now. How many know that the word don't have a voice till you give it one? Come on here, somebody. As soon as you speak it, you give your word a voice. Come on here, somebody. And when the angels hear the voice, they automatically push. They go on, hallelujah, to do the work of the Lord. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for carrying it all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you for carrying it all.
Why you think the enemy don't want you to speak the word, beloved? Why you think the enemy don't want you to say what God said? Why you think he was trying to shut your mouth, beloved? But God said, no. This ain't the time to close it. This is the time to open your mouth. Glory to God. How many know that old folks used to say that a closed mouth don't get fed? Come on here, somebody. If you close your mouth, I won't know what you want. Come on here, somebody. But if you open your mouth and tell me what you want, says the Lord. Amen. Then I'll give you just what you want. Come on here, somebody. All you got to do is act, and you shall receive. All you got to do is speak, and you go find. All you got to do is knock, and the door will be open. Somebody give him a praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Tell somebody, neighbor, I'm saved. I'm so glad I'm saved. You need to boast in your salvation. You need to get joy in your salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Father.
This ain't the time to be sad. This ain't the time to be mad. This is the time to be glad. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Verse 5 says, for unto which of the angels, verse 5, said he at any time, thou art my son. Amen. This day have I begotten thee. Hallelujah. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Amen. So this is the father-son thing right here. Hallelujah. How many know that the father means protector and provider? How many know that the son means a builder of the family name? Come on here, somebody. The family name is built on him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the father says, because the family name is built on him, come on here, somebody. Everything that he has, you have. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, know that we are heirs and joint heirs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are heirs with Christ.
Yes.
And joint heirs with the Father. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Amen. We're heirs with the Father and joint heirs with Christ. Come on here, somebody. Because we're joined hand in hand with him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's look at verse 6. It says, and again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God do what? Worship him. So all the angels of the Lord is worshiping him right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God says, I don't mind you.
honoring your angels. He said, but recognize your angels, they go to work whenever you call his name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. How many of you know that we need to call his name tonight? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
No other name I know. Amen. There's power in his name. Come on here, somebody. There's peace in his name. Hallelujah. There's love in his name. There's joy in his name. There's deliverance in the name. Hallelujah.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Let's go to verse 10. Let's go to verse 10. And thou, Lord, in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know, everything will obey God once we call his name. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Now let's go down to verse 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, set on my right hand until I make the enemies thy footstool. None of the angels have this blessing on them, but the Son of God do, but the Son of Yahshua do. He has the blessing on him. He has sat down at the right hand. Look at that word. Look at the words right hand. Why will Yahshua sit him down at the right hand? Because the right hand signifies power. The right hand man is the main man. Oh, you don't, you didn't catch that. I said the right hand man is the main man. Come on here, somebody. When you want something done, you call who? The right hand man. Come on here, somebody. Because that's the man with the power. Can do something. And Yahshua is saying, my son is my right-hand man.
Amen.
He's my muscle man. When I need something moved, I call my right-hand man. And my right-hand man don't move. He just call the angel. He got angels to do his business. Come on here, somebody. Or I wish somebody get happy tonight.
Amen.
So, beloved, as soon as I call him, he going to call who? The angels. Come on here, somebody. The angels say that there's a word that has been released, and we got to bring that word to pass. Come on. There's been a word released, and we got to bring it to pass. Somebody give God a shout tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Come on, y'all.
Glory.
Hebrews.
Glory.
Verse 14.
Glory.
Look at it, beloved. It says, verse 14 says,
wow.
Are they not all ministering spirit?
Amen.
Their word, ministering spirit, means that they are sent to serve. They are serving angels. They are sent to minister to you. They are sent to preach to you. They are sent to revive you. Remember when Yahshua had passed his test in the wilderness, God sent the angels to do what? Minister to him. Come on here, somebody. And you think when we pass a test that God don't send the angels to do what? Minister to us. Come on here, somebody. That's how we get restored. But we first got to pass the test. That's about the neighbor, pass your test. So God can send the ministry spirits to you. So he can send his ministering angels to you. Somebody give him the praise. Somebody give him the praise tonight. Hallelujah. And then it says in verse 14, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. How many of you know that that's us, beloved? Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. How many of you thanking God tonight for the ministry of angels? Come on here, somebody. How many know that it's in our salvation, that we have the ministry of angels?
Hallelujah.
Come on and go to Hebrews chapter 2. We ain't finished yet. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. It says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. I want you to circle that. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. In other words, we should pay more attention to what God is saying to us tonight. In other words, don't take it lightly what the Lord is saying to us concerning our salvation. Give your full attention to this word tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have what? Heard. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, give it your full attention. You know, if we was in the world, we would say this. Pay attention tonight, neighbor. Amen. Pay attention. Don't try to get by attention. Pay attention. In other words, pay attention what you owe it. Hallelujah. Pay attention. Come on here, somebody. It's worth the cost. It's worth the price. Pay attention tonight. Amen. The things which we have heard, least at any time, we should do what? Let them slip. When you let them slip, that means you've allowed the devil to take away what you heard. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Tell somebody, say, don't let the enemy catch you slipping. Amen. Don't you let him catch you slipping. Stay on top of your A game tonight. Amen. Don't you slip. Glory to God. Because when you slip, you fall. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you let these words slip tonight. Amen. Keep your angels at work for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I ain't going to slip. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not slipping. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, thank you, Holy Ghost, tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 2 says, for if the word spoken by angels, circle this tonight, if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, that means that any time an angel spoke a word in the Old Testament, God didn't let that word fall to the ground. And how many of you know, amen, that if the Lord didn't let that word fall to the ground, how much more is he going to honor the word of his son? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why we got to get a word of voice, beloved. We can't let the word be voices. Tell somebody, say, I can't let the word be voices. I got to give my word a voice. I got to let it have a voice. Yes, God, speak your word tonight. Speak the word of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And it says, if every word spoken by the angel was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience, receive a just and recompense of reward. Hallelujah. That means every time they spoke against the word, every time they went against the word, God justified his word by a recompense. A recompense means that they were rewarded according to their doings. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, God know how to pay you back. Hallelujah.
God know how to pay you back.
So if he did that in the Old Testament and we got better than what they had in the Old Testament, then, amen, God is saying in verse 3, how shall we escape? Come on here, somebody. How shall we get by if we neglect so great? I want you to circle that word and put stars by it. Amen. If we neglect so great, what? A salvation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Everybody don't understand how great their salvation is. I tell somebody, I say, neighbor, this thing is great. Amen. It ain't just good. It's great. Come on here, somebody. It's better than Tony Tiger. Hallelujah. It's great. It's great. Come on here, somebody. I got a great salvation. Come on here, somebody. Let me put the
Let me put the icing on the cake. Glory to God. That word salvation in the Greek means sozo. S-O-Z-O. That means all of God's provision in one package. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That means God put all of his provision in one package. Come on here, somebody. So I don't have to go out of my package to get anything. Everything is in my package. Come on here, somebody. The Lord packed me a bag called salvation, and everything I need is in my salvation. When David got ready to kill the giant, amen, he didn't go outside of himself. He just went in his bag. Come on here, somebody. He went down to the brook and got him a stone, a smooth stone, a stone that had been tried, a stone that had been ran over by the water again and again and again. Glory to God. And he took that stone and put it in his bag. Glory to God. And he went back to face Goliath. Come on here, somebody. But all it took was one stone. Come on here, somebody. And that stone gave him what? The victory. Come on here, somebody. He was able to kill a giant with one stone. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Why? Because he had the great salvation on his side. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. The Lord said, if we let this here slip, he said, amen, that we're not able to escape the wrath of God. So how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord? Listen, which was first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Come on here, somebody. It was confirmed. Now, who was those that heard him? The apostles. Who was them that heard him? All of the prophets. Who was them that heard him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And let's look at verse 4. Glory to God. He says, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
God also bearing them witness. How many know God ain't never without a witness? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm finna wrap it up with this, y'all. I'm finna wrap it up with this. Hear me, child of God, tonight. God ain't never been without a witness. When the Father came, he sent the Holy Spirit to witness, to bear witness to who he was. And then when the Son came, he sent the Holy Ghost to bear witness to who he was. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
So how many know that God ain't never without a witness?
Amen.
And how many of you know tonight that we are his witnesses? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why you're online tonight. That's why you're saved tonight. Because we are the witnesses of God. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here's somebody tonight said, neighbor, did you know that you were God's witness? Come on here, somebody. Ask somebody tonight, say, neighbor, do you know that you are the witness of God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why he's tugging at you. That's why he's tugging at nobody else, because you're the witness. Come on here, somebody. I tell somebody, I say, neighbor, we are the witnesses of God. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why he saved us to be a witness. That's why he brought us out of darkness and into his marvelous life to be what? A witness. Hallelujah. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be what? Witnesses. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know if y'all caught that tonight, beloved.
Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
But the power of the Holy Ghost is upon you because he wants you to witness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God praise on tonight. Somebody give God the glory. Somebody give him glory tonight.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm a witness for my Lord. Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, I'm God's witness. I'm a witness of his presence. I'm a witness of his goodness. I'm a witness of his praise. I'm a witness.
I'm a witness. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hey, I'm a witness of his love, beloved. I'm a witness of his healing power. I'm a witness that he can save your soul. I'm a witness that he can restore your mind, neighbor. I'm a witness. That's about to say, neighbor, I'm a witness. That's why the devil fight us, because he don't want us to witness. Come on here, somebody. That's why the devil trying to come against you, because he don't want you to witness.
Wow.
Every time we witness, he lose a soul. Come on here, somebody. Every time we witness, he lose a soul. He said, don't say that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to say it even more. Every time we witness, he loses a soul.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because they can't hear without a preacher. And how can he preach unless they be sent? Hallelujah. So, amen. A preacher is one to proclaim. Come on here, somebody. So, Yahshua need us to be his witness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because how is anybody going to know what God is doing if we don't tell them? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory.
Hey, God's glory is on somebody tonight, and he's showing you what you got in your salvation. Glory to God. And you just like a felon right now. I see you bouncing all off the walls tonight. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord for what he has given you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of my dear brother while the anointing of God is flowing, amen, like rivers of living water. Come on in, Elder, and get some of this. Hallelujah. In the God of our salvation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah for the provision. Hallelujah. It's already provided. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to realize you're a king. Hallelujah. You're a king.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You a child of the living God. You got privilege. Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You
hallelujah.
You need to learn to walk in that privilege. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
You need to learn to walk in that privilege. Glory to God. Don't be ashamed.
Wow.
Hallelujah. To walk in your privilege. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
The
yeah.
only reason why they ain't walking in it because they don't believe it.
Oh.
Hallelujah. You can't worry about what
yeah.
they don't believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're going to talk about you, amen, because your car costs more than yours and they're trying to figure out how you paid for it. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes.
That's what they don't do. They don't try to figure how can you afford the clothes you wear. Glory to God, hallelujah. Where is the money coming from, glory to God? They don't hate on you, glory to God. That's what they don't do. But you got to walk in your privilege, glory to God. I am saved, hallelujah. I'm not only saved for myself. I got eternal life right now.
Glory
come
God,
on.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Right now, I'm not waiting to die to get anything. Jesus called Mary and her sister, hallelujah, amen. Praise God that you waiting for the day of resurrection. But I'm telling you, I'm here right now. Glory to God. Praise God. He's here right now. I ain't got to wait to get what he already gave me. Glory to God. All I got to do is receive it.
Hallelujah.
All I got to do is receive it. He's given me salvation. Hallelujah. I'm saved in my soul. Hallelujah. I'm saved in my spirit. Glory to God. And I'm going to be saved in this world.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God. I'm going to be saved from going through some of the things these people in the world got to go through. Hallelujah. Praise
come
God.
On.
I'm going to be saved from it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm in the world. I'm not of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, I thank God for this word. Because, we preach out the other books of the New Testament. But this one here is written to us. It says Hebrew. This ain't a Greek book. Hallelujah. But this is the Hebrew book, glory to God. So you got to graduate.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's telling you, amen, you can have the faith. You don't got to stick with the Roman noodles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory to God.
I want you to have the best in your soul, in your spirit, in your life, glory to God. Hallelujah. I have
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord telling me. He said, I have not changed from when I told you I would give you houses that you didn't build. Then your
come on, Elder.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a car, a new car with no car note. I'm getting ready to open
thank
up the door because people ain't going to be able to figure out. Now, all they're going to say is, you got to be selling dope. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, because they ain't going to understand
Praise God.
And God, oh, Lord. He said, don't try to make them understand because remember I told you, hey, man, if you can't understand the things of this world, you sure can't understand the things of the spirit. Hallelujah. Praise
come
God.
On. So come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Spiritual walk. They chasing the bag chasing you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They chasing healing and longevity. Healing and longevity is chasing you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
They're trying to run, amen, from the things that they trying to run from sin. Sin running from you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. If you get saved, you accepted the blood. Some people don't want to accept the blood. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
It seemed too simple. Glory to God. I wasn't even there when it happened. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you mean to tell me that blood is that strong? Oh, but I'm talking about Andre. Not Andre Prevost. Andre Crouch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said the blood, he said it would never. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Never
lose its power.
Glory
hey, shout out to that.
He said it flows to the highest mountain. Hallelujah. Praise God. It flows to the lowest valley. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wherever you at in your life right now, the blood. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
Come on.
God
hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
We don't think about it. We don't think about it. We got power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got power in our word. Glory to God. When we speak
yes, Lord.
It gotta take place. Glory to God. Well, Elder, how come it ain't taking place? Because you don't believe it. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. God, you gotta believe it for yourself. If you believe that God gave you this power, hallelujah! Because we shout like we believe, hallelujah! We sing like we believe, we fall out like we believe. Glory to God! But let's speak that thing like we believe. Let's rebuke this spirit like we believe. Glory to God! Hallelujah! Praise God! Oh, this demons at the bank ain't gonna give me no loan. Oh, this demons at the bank. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Y'all are here. There's demons at the bank. Oh, I'm so happy. Let me go ahead down here. Why are you happy? There's demons at the bank? Because them demons got to do what I say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I say I want the loan, they got to give it to me. Hallelujah. When I say I want the house, they got to give it to me. When I say I want the car, they got to give it to me. Glory to God. Why? Because I'm a child of God. I'm a king's kid. Glory to God.
Thank
you. You don't want to, you don't want to piss off the king. He said, don't take my anointing. Hallelujah. Praise. And do my prophets no harm. Glory to God. And they know better. Praise God. Hallelujah. They know better. You got to, I'm going to say this number one. Lord, the Lord say, you got to let these demons know who got the power up front. You got to let the world know who got the power up front. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But remember, Abraham, I told him he had the power. Hallelujah. I told him. I said, wherever you go, I'm going to give you land, praise God. Your descendants going to be like the grain of sand on the beach. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to make all of your descendants like the one in the sky, glory to God. But still, when you went to the king, you lied and said, that's not my wife. That's my sister. Hallelujah. Praise God. God had to come and tell that man, hallelujah, no. That's not his sister. That's his wife. And he's the child of God. Hallelujah. They are children of God. Praise God. They got power. Praise God. And the king went back and said, why didn't you let me know you got power? Oh, Lord, have mercy. If you would, I almost messed up because you lied. Hallelujah. Because you didn't believe you had power. See, that was Abraham's problem. He would hear what God said, praise God, but then go do something else. Hallelujah. He said, your wife's going to have a baby. You go sleep with the handmaiden and then write it like it was the wife of. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't believe you got that power, then the power ain't going to work. He said, speak things that are not as if they were. Death and life is the power of the tongue. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's about time we start using it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word tonight. Hallelujah. He saved you for more than just going to hell. Oh, yeah, we want to get to heaven, but we got to get through here first. Glory to God. What about the power he gave you here? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
What's the man of God
yes,
say?
Lord.
I'm a witness.
Ooh,
I'm not Jehovah's Witness. Hallelujah. I'm God's Witness. I don't know what they're witnessing, but I'm going to tell you what I can witness. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He done turned me around. Hallelujah. He done put my feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. When I wanted to go left. He turned me back right, glory to God, hallelujah. When I had gave up on everything else, he had not gave up on me, glory to God, hallelujah. And he turned around
Lord.
And gave his
Lord.
Mouth.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for the man of God on today. We thank you for the word that he brought forth, hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. We thank you for the salvation that you have given us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, amen.
Yes,
your salvation is like a all-you-can-eat buffet. Oh, glory to God. Whatever you want up here, you can have it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on,
we thank you for
hallelujah.
We praise you for it, Lord. Continue to bless the man of God. Replenish the virtue that he has poured out unto your people on tonight. Hallelujah. And prosper him, Lord, as we put him before your throne. Hallelujah. Both mind, body,
thank
and soul.
You.
And we thank you in advance for everything you're doing in his kid's life and his wife's life. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing his seed generations to come. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. And amen.
Yes, and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You ought to keep praising God tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't you feel that people going up and down your spine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you still feel that anointing flowing? Hallelujah. Because your spirit is sleeping because of the salvation. Your spirit is sleeping because I know I got all I can use. Glory to God. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let me testify, praise God. Me and my wife just started back paying rent. Praise God, hallelujah. We ain't paid rent for 6 months, praise God, hallelujah. 7 months, praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow, yes,
two of those months, we were in a suite, glory to God. A suite looked like an apartment, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And we still in one, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. But God, hallelujah, say, I'm going to give you a taste of what's to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
God, it's never too late. I got to say, God say it. Hallelujah. It's never too late. Praise God. Hallelujah. I listen to Steve Harvey every morning. Steve Harvey just turned 68, I believe. 65 or 68, one of the two, glory to God. Hallelujah. But he just got rich. Hallelujah. He was over 40. Hallelujah. Almost 50, praise God. He was staying in his car when he was my age. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what God got in store for us in the future? Glory to God. What height are you going to, is God going to take you in the future? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What is he about to do in your life if you believe he can do it? Hallelujah.
Yes,
when I listen to him every morning, and one thing I did,
Lord.
He believed God could do it. And he said, God, if you do it, I'm going to praise you for it, and I'm going to tell everybody what you did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, Hezekiah, praise God. Hezekiah was going to die, but he said, Lord, the grave can't praise you. Hallelujah. In other words, Lord, if you bless me, the blessing that you give me, I will use it, hallelujah, to praise you. If you give me more life, I'll praise you. If you give me money, I'll praise you. Hallelujah. If you give me fame, I'll use that to praise you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever you give me, I will use it to praise you. How did you get that car? The grace of God. How did you get them clothes? The grace of God. Hallelujah. How did you get that house? The grace of God. Hallelujah. I want to be a witness on the highest.
Yes, Lord.
How you and your wife still together so long? The grace of God. How your kids stay out of jail? The grace of God. Hallelujah. How is the generation prospering in your family? The grace of God. Hallelujah. I want to be a witness.
Amen. Amen.
If you
hallelujah.
With it, Lord, I'm going to use it to praise you with it. But I heard that you can't serve God and money. But you can serve God with your money. Glory to God. If you bless me with it, I'll praise you for it. If you bless me with an apple, I'll write your name on the side of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ain't taking none of it with me. I don't care if y'all know my name or not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to put you. You got me excited, Apostle. Glory to God. I got it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, old man of God.
Everything belongs to me.
Amen.
I'm the heir.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ, man of God.
I wasn't drafted into it. I was born into it. I could have been heck, Lord.
That's it.
You know
that's
what I mean?
It.
I
that's
could have
it.
Been heck.
Yes.
Lord, God,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God tonight for the salvation. We thank God tonight for the gift. He said that I came that you may have life and have life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What
he
I call the other.
He first the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. And his righteousness.
All these things. And be added.
Hallelujah. It's going to be added.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
One thing he said, Elder, that really blessed me tonight. Well, everything he said blessed me tonight. But he said, don't let these things slip.
Amen. We need to give a more earnest heed to what we've heard.
Amen.
In other words, keep these words in your heart. Amen. Don't let them slip. Don't let the devil come in and steal what God has imprinted in your heart tonight. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Glory to God. Because this salvation is great. He said, how shall we escape? And the escape that the Holy Spirit is putting in my spirit tonight is, how are we going to escape the wrath of God if we let these words slip? Come on here, somebody. If we forget how great a salvation that we have, how are we going to escape the wrath of God? Because the wrath of God is in the land right now. And God is saying the only thing that's saving you is my salvation on your life. Come on here, somebody. What did he tell the children of Israel? He said, when I see the blood, amen, I'll cause the devil angel to do what? Pass over you. Come on here, somebody. In other words, he won't touch you. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the devil angel, all he's looking for is to see the blood. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Once he see the blood, he'll pass over. Come on here, somebody. Like we said earlier, amen, it's in the blood. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And then what God dropped in my spirit, I just want to bless you with this right quickly. If the Lord said, your salvation is threefold, I need you to catch this. If you can, try to write it down. Our salvation is threefold. It saves us from the power of sin. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's saving us from the power of sin. In other words, sin no longer have power over us. It no longer have power over our body. It no longer have power over our mind. It no longer have power over our spirit. God is saying, you saved. I saved you from the power of sin. Sin only has power through disobedience. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Sin only has power through disobedience. So once we become obedient, then we destroy the power of sin. And then the Lord said, I saved you from the penalty of sin. Sin has a penalty. And the penalty of sin is death. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But God said because of our salvation, he gave us life.
Yes.
The penalty of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. Mm-hmm. So the penalty of death cannot affect me. Oh, I wish we could shout all night.
Amen.
So I'm saved from the penalty of sin. So I got life, and then I got everlasting life. And then third, he said that your salvation has saved you from the presence of sin, where we would no longer be here, but we will be with him. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Is anybody catching that tonight?
Amen.
We finna be saved from the presence of sin. Not only the penalty of sin, not only the power of sin, but the presence of sin. Which qualify us for the resurrection, which qualify us for the second coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Which is the rapture. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, stay rapture ready.
Stay rapture ready.
Stay rapture ready.
Stay life for the flight, neighbor. Don't let nothing weigh you down, neighbor. Why? Because your salvation is light. What did Yahshua say? He said, my burden is easy. He said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. My yoke is an easy yoke. Come on here, somebody. Our salvation make things easy for us. Come on, everybody. God said, I'm not going to put nothing hard on you. Because I don't get no glory in you going through hardship. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. Oh, y'all didn't catch that tonight. God is saying, no, I don't get no pleasure out of your suffering. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, amen, take it easy. Amen. Learn how to put on the easy yoke of God. Amen. A yoke that's hard ain't from God. Come on. If it's hard, it's not from God. Come on here, somebody. I want y'all to say that. Say, if the yoke is hard, it's not from God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
It's not from God.
He said, my yoke is easy, and my burdens are what? Light. That's because I've given you salvation. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Are there any questions on tonight?
Amen.
Do anybody got any questions?
I got a question, Bishop, but I got something to say.
Yes,
the Holy Spirit is speaking to me to say something. Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
We're talking about salvation, and God in my Bible, I'm going to read what my Bible says. He said, this is a warning. It's a warning to pay attention. And it said, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For such the message spoken through the angels was binding every violation and disobedience,
mm-hmm.
receiving it. You'll just receive punishment if you got to drift away. How should we escape if we ignore the great salvation? This is what the Lord gave me. Salvation in Greek means soteria.
Mm-hmm.
And if we
mm-hmm.
have salvation, we don't have to worry about nothing what's going to go down, nothing going on, or nothing, because he said it will deliver us, it will rescue us, it will save us, and it will keep us from harm. That's what the Lord gave me when you were speaking this message.
Amen, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Because if we got salvation, we got Yahshua. And if we got him, we saved. The blood got us.
Mm-hmm. Amen,
he said, don't just be hearers of my word, but also be doers of my word. See, a lot of us hearing the word, but we ain't doing the word. We ain't obeying.
Amen.
Because we got to obey it and stay in his will. Hey, that both shake, hey, did you? So we don't obey his word, and we don't keep his word, and we don't pay attention and keep our eyes focused and our minds focused on him and what the Holy Spirit is speaking to the man of God, the prophets today, we going to get caught up.
Amen. Amen.
That's why he said, pay attention. Son, pay attention to my instructions. Hey, So we don't get caught up and we don't get fooled by the trick of the enemy.
Thank you, Father.
And I just want to say thank you for that word, Bishop. Thank you, because that's confirmation for me, because God been dealing with me concerning salvation anyway. I've been in it. I've been where you reading. I've been in it. And I just thank God for you and for Elder Andre. For the first ladies, I thank God for you, Bishop, because God gave you a word. This word he said, that's a warning. That's a warning.
That's a warning.
And you better take heed to the warning, because the Bible says warning come before destruction.
Yes.
So if you don't take heed, this is the time now, brothers and sisters in the Lord, this is the time to stay focused on Yahshua and stay in the word and stay praised. Because now God's coming with warning now. He's sending them warnings. And he ain't going to keep sending you warnings.
Mm.
He's going to have the man of God shut his mouth in a minute.
Mm.
And that's when wrath going to come down on you.
Mm.
So don't be caught without salvation. We need salvation right now.
Amen.
Man of God, God says, you keep on spreading my word, and you keep on speaking as I give you the words to speak.
Yes, Lord.
Because some going to receive it and some not. He says, shake the dust off your feet. Hey, God, I both gave
it. And I receive it.
God,
I receive it in Jesus' name.
He said, if they don't want to hear the word, it don't matter. Keep on speaking. Because somebody out there going to get it. Hey, God, I both
gave
it.
Thank you, Lord.
And the ones that don't receive it, they the ones going to, he said, shake your dust off your feet. Hey, God, I both gave it. So you be encouraged,
yes,
man of God. You be encouraged. Because the Lord is well pleased with you. Hey, that bokeh diya. No matter who don't like
yes.
you. He said, I am pleased with you, my beloved son. Hey, God, that bokeh diya.
Yes,
Lord. You
sir. Be
blessed
yes,
you and your family.
Amen.
I love y'all. And I'm praying for you and Brother Andre and his wife.
Yes,
and family,
Lord.
And you and your family. And all the people that's on the prayer line. Be encouraged.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Amen. Somebody give God glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Let me tell you some things of God. God is calling us into his glory. God is calling us to get closer into his glory. Come on here, somebody. Because everything we need is in the glory. Come on here, somebody. I'm so in love with the glory of Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And his glory, he don't show to everybody. Come on here, somebody. You got to be in a real tight place with Yahshua for him to show you his glory. Come on here, somebody. And he don't give his glory to everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we're thankful tonight that God has chosen us. He said in John, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Come on here, somebody. And there's people that's hating on you behind God's glory, but God said you didn't even have anything to do with it. I chose you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I picked you out the crowd. Hallelujah. You didn't pick me, I picked you. Somebody give God praise for picking you tonight. Come on here, somebody.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost of God tonight. How you going to get mad at me for glory that I didn't even God put his glory on me. Amen. He chose me. Tell somebody tonight, he chose me, glory to God. I didn't have nothing to do with it. Amen. I didn't volunteer. But he just chose me out the crowd. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that when God chooses you, he draw haters? Come on here, somebody. Everybody not going to understand why God's hand is on you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. That's what happened with Joseph. Amen. His brothers got jealous. How many know that when the Lord chooses you, it brings jealousy? I'm trying to leave this thing alone. Hallelujah. I got to leave it alone. That's why some of you got enemies and you don't even know why you got enemies. Glory to God, because you ain't did nothing. Amen. But they hating on you for no reason. Come on here, somebody. And you trying to figure out why they hating on you when you ain't done nothing to them. Come on here, somebody. Brother, I'm just trying to live my life in the Lord. Amen. What's wrong? Amen. Why, my sister, why you got a problem with me? Glory to God, when you talk about we got the same father, but you got a problem with me, and I ain't done nothing to you. Somebody give God praise, because he said it's because of my glory that I bought Sunday.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Tell about it. It's going to be all right anyway, neighbor. Glory to God. Don't you worry about a few haters. Amen. Hey! Tell them it's for the glory. Come on here, somebody. Everything you're going through right now, it's for the glory. Hallelujah. It's for the glory. God finna put more glory on you. That's why. Hallelujah. They mad at you because God finna put more glory on you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They can't be content because of the glory of our God.
I thank you and praise you for your glory. Hallelujah.
How many know that the glory makes you look different? Come on here, somebody. That the glory of the Lord that makes you act different. Come on here, somebody. They be wondering why you ain't why you ain't nervous like Purvis, why you ain't sweating, and why you ain't fearful, amen, amen, why you ain't trying to get fit in with the clique, God is saying, no, because my glory on you. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. My glory is on.
Line muted.
Yes, Lord.
Line unmuted.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Glory,
hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Thank you for your glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you on tonight. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you for what our eyes have seen. We thank you for what our heart now understands. We thank you right now, oh God. And we give you all the glory, all the praise, God. Thank you for our salvation, God. Thank you for our sozo. Thank you for soteria, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, O God,
thank you,
for revealing to us what we have in you, O God. Continue, God, to allow us to walk in your salvation. Continue to bless us, God, to be able to see all around what you've done for us, God. Oh, I feel somebody tonight. Somebody is rejoicing in the God of your salvation. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name on tonight. Thank you for your rich word, God. Thank you for your rich word tonight in Hebrews. Hallelujah. Thank you for the ministry of angels, God. We release our angels, God, through the voice of your word, God. We release our angels. Hallelujah. We give you praise tonight. Thank you that the devil is already a defeated foe. He's up under our feet. And we give you praise for power and victory over him. Don't let us forget what we've heard, God. But let us do like David. Let us hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against you. And we thank you, Father, for all things. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God the biggest shout of praise you can. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We now turn it back over to the hands of my dear brother, Elder Andre. Amen. Bless the Lord, my brother. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to invite y'all to make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, same time. Same channel. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to have some more church, amen. We're going to have another Holy Ghost party up in here, praise God. On behalf of First Lady of myself, on behalf of Apostle Curry and First Lady Curry, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Praise God. Let's go out with some of the downloads.
I'm Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. Come on. What you say? Come on.
Thank you. throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley, lock a knife on me. Don't know where I would be, don't know who I would be, yeah, yeah. Even when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting, yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
It's already mine.